So you guys are here for 2 months, and after those 2 months, basically, you're going to the army, you're going to university, you're going to get married, you're going to life. These are the last 2 months of learning Torah. So we hope you'll learn Torah throughout your life. But when it comes to focused learning Torah, basically what you guys all just told me is these are the 2 months, and what we take here is what we got. And afterwards, we hope to grow, but at the end of the day, these are the last 2 months we are focusing on learning Torah. So if that shocked you, Effie, I'm sorry, but that's what you guys said. I'm just summarizing what I heard from you. So if, all good, I'm happy you're always going to learn Torah, but in these 2 months, we have to break down what we are going to do into two fronts. There are skills and there is knowledge. Skills allow us to gain more knowledge in the future, and knowledge also allows us to gain more knowledge in the future. There's if you don't know Aleph Beis, so learning Aleph Beis is the skill. And once you learn Aleph Beis, you can read. Reading is a skill. Once you can read, then you can learn more. But you must read a lot of Mishnah before you could learn Gemara. So you need the skill of learning Mishnah, but you also need quantity of information. You need a certain amount of information in order to move forward. You have over here Gan Eden. You know what the Garden of Eden is? You don't have to worry about food, drink, anything. All you got to do is worry about growing. And you guys, I want you to give thought now where you want to go. I want to throw at you a few things you should think about and see where you want to take it. Firstly, there's a question of habits. Meaning, a person could be in the habit of finishing davening and learning for 5 minutes, or a person could be in the habit of not. A person could be in the habit of missing minyan once a day at least, or a person could be in the habit of not. A person could be in the habit of reviewing the parasha before Shabbos or not. You might want to think about what habits you want to form in the 2 months that you're here. Now, a suggestion, if you get into the habit of reviewing the parasha before Shabbos, then that's something you could take with you. It's not difficult learning, and it's something which will keep your growth. It's something which will serve you in good stead as parents, as community members. It will serve you in good stead to continue being connected to the Torah. You're going to go to college, and practically what's going to happen in college, you're going to have a lot of tests, and no one's going to test you on your Torah knowledge. So you're going to be focused on studying everything but Torah. And if you take a lighter load, then you might have time for more Torah. If you take a heavier load, then chances are you won't. So the next question, aside from information and skills, is connection. How much are you connected to the Torah? And that's a question you have to ask yourself. How much is it important for you to be a part of your life? And how much do you want to develop it? And that can be in the area of learning Torah. It could be in the area of performance of mitzvot. Because, you know, you could be a liberal, or you could be a Jew who knows how to be good to other people. Those are not necessarily synonymous. So you might want to study a little bit about what the Torah says, what ethics the Torah teaches us. And that's going to be relevant to whatever field you go into. You have over here an opportunity to get whatever information you want. We don't have all the answers, but at least you have people you can ask who can try and find answers that they don't know. You have to think a little bit where you want to go, and we will work with you. As far as information and skills, so you have the classes, and I think that it pays for you guys to give some thought and then come back and give feedback what you want to get out of these 2 months, and then we can try and match the classes to a certain degree to what you guys want. At the same time, you have to think about what skills and information are going to serve you in good stead. I recommend, it's a recommendation that was given to me when I was in yeshiva, that you take advantage of these 2 months to learn how to daven. The rest of your life you're going to rush. Here no one's rushing you. Life ordinarily there are a million things to do. Here, if you get into the habit of having tefillah, davening where you talk to your creator, you stop and think about what you're going to say, then you can acquire something you'll have for life. So one thing is tefillah. And another thing is Shabbat. Now, when it comes to learning information and skills, let's focus on information for a minute, and then we'll go over to skills. There are a few things every Jew has to know. One is the Jewish calendar. You have to know the months, the Jewish months. You have to know what holidays are in which months, and the laws of the holidays. So you might tell me you know that. So I'll ask you, okay, tell me... what are the halachas you could think of that pertain to Pesach? What?
No bread.
No bread. Very good. We're starting. No chametz. Okay. You know you need matzah. But did you remember you also need to have horseradish? And do you remember you also need to have wine? Lots of wine. Okay. And that's the beginning. There are other minagim. I don't know where all of you are holding, but I think you should take a day or two, or take a period to make sure you've got the calendar down pat. Do you know the months by heart? You should know the Jewish months. Okay, but that's not a big deal. Do you know? And when we're talking about information, so there's the Jewish calendar, and the depth of understanding you have in the Jewish calendar is up to you. Again, that's one area which you can explore here. And then there are blessings. Do you know Asher Yatzar by heart? If you don't know Asher Yatzar by heart, you ain't making Asher Yatzar. So if you haven't learned it by heart yet, now's the time. Do you know Alam Michya by heart? Do you know Bor Nefoshes by heart? There's certain information which you might have passed up on attaining, and now's the time, guys. If you get it now, you'll have it. You can tell me you have a pocket-sized bencher which you say benching out of. But don't tell me you have a pocket-sized bencher and every time you have to say Bor Nefoshes or an Asher Yatzar, you take it out. We all know you don't do that. So there are certain things you do have to memorize. And look, I remember when I took my son the first time to shul. So you want your kid to have a good perspective on what shul is all about. So I sit down with him. And I'm a very fidgety guy. You see, even now I can't sit still. So we sit down to daven. And 2 minutes later, I'm standing up the way I'm standing now. And I see him look at me, stand up and start walking around shul. And I said, what are you doing? This is shul, you're not walking around. So he said, but you walk around. I'm thinking, yep, he's right, I do. You're going to want your children to make an Asher Yatzar, I assume. You're going to want them to make brachos. They're going to look at you. So it's time to conquer it. Same thing with Parsha. So you can decide you're going to focus on covering all of the Chumash in these 2 months, or you could decide you'll get into the habit of covering the Parsha with Rashi in these 2 months. We will try to make available Chavutot. But there's also your own personal study. And this is where I want to discuss the difference between skills and information. When you're gaining skills, so you're not covering a lot of ground. When you're gaining information, so you want to cover ground. Most Americans, you're all Americans. So let me tell you, when you walk into class and there are Americans and Europeans, I teach classes where there are both. The Americans take the back seats, they sit back, and they don't take notes. The Europeans, they take the front seat, they take out a notebook, and they're writing every word you have to say. I'm also American. I also take the back seat and don't take notes. I'm the same thing. But you should know it's a weakness. You're here. If you take notes, you'll have something. So think about how to make the most of your time. As far as Tanakh, so to cover all of Tanakh in the time you're here, well, at night you could read through Tanakh. You'll get a certain amount. That's definitely worthwhile. I think that you have to think about also forming good habits. So if you say, let's say I'm going to cover a chapter of Tanakh a day, get into the habit and then stick to it. That's not less worthwhile than covering all of Tanakh. Everyone's going to have their own goals. I think that the point that Joshua mentioned is a very important point. There are a lot of practical halachot you have to know. You're going to be running your own homes, right? So let's say Yom Tov falls out on a Motzei Shabbos. What do you do? Let's say Yom Tov falls out on a Friday. So Matzah Yom Tov is going to be Shabbos, right? What kind of Avdalah do you do? Do you light a candle? Do you not light a candle? You know, Matzah Yom Tov is Shabbos. What do you do? That's a basic thing. I remember the first year I was married, that's the way it fell, and I was a little bit stumped. And I looked at myself and I said, wait a second, what am I doing here? I should know what I'm doing. So then I sat down and reviewed the halachot. So you guys have an advantage now. You have 2 months. And I'm throwing at you different types of information you might want to conquer. When it comes to skills, so then it pays to talk to Yaron, to talk to Rav Neria, to talk to myself, to think about which books to work with. I would recommend that you take the same book, meaning if you're going to work on Tanakh to cover ground, then I would recommend taking Tanakh and working also to read and translate and gain your skills within that same book. Because that way you'll have a sense of satisfaction. You'll also cover the ground, and the learning will complement itself. To take Tanakh and work on covering ground, and then take another Sefer and work on the skills, well, by the end of the week you'll have covered half a page to a page. You're not going to feel too much satisfaction. So that's why I think it's a good idea to try and get the same book. Now, any questions thus far? No. Okay, so let's summarize what we said till here. And I'm purposely not going into more specifics because my feeling is you guys have to think and then get back to us and then we'll work with you. Yeah? So what we said is there's division of skills and information. You have to decide what skills you want to get from here and what information you want to get. I gave you an example of the questions and answers that you guys can also just bring general questions that have been bothering you and ask them. There's a lot of information, meaning you could decide you want to cover Tanakh. You could decide you want to have a feel for what Shas Mishnayos is all about. That's up to you, what information you want to cover. But think about it, so you don't just wander, you're not just rambling through these 2 months. Think about the information. As far as the skills also, we'll think with you which skills and how. We mentioned maybe working on the calendar, the Jewish months, the Jewish holidays. One book that I would recommend reading is the Book of Our Heritage. To become familiar with it, I have a copy, I could lend it to you. Tanakh is a good place to start. But I would work specifically with Art Scroll, so you have the tradition of the rabbis, not just some translation. It's not, I mean, you'll end up with misinformation. If you want, I have classes online you could download on almost all prophets. I mean, the stories in prophets you have there. And I cover ground. I teach class 45 minutes, you cover 5 chapters. So you have that's available to you if you want. And then we said there's also the point of connecting and taking advantage of the time to connect with davening. And beyond that, now you guys have to think and get back to us, and then we'll see where to go from there. Okay? Any questions? Any comments?